Thank you so much for joining us, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, happy to have you, honestly. So, Mardi Gras Film Festival, because you're the director of Queer Screen, so you're kind of like in charge of this whole shebangle. How's this year's lineup looking so far?
It's looking pretty darn fantastic. It's actually the biggest in terms of the quantity of films that we've shown in quite a number of years. I think maybe 6 or 7 years. We're showing 134 films.
That's a lot of films.
It is a lot of films. We're doing 80 sessions, 10 more sessions than we did last year.
Yeah.
And we're also expanded our reach a bit because we're going back to the Inner West, where I've got over 20 sessions at Dendy Newtown and also at Event Cinemas George Street. And we've got one night over at the Hayden Orpheum in Cremorne, which is a lovely cinema.
I love the Hayden Orpheum. I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood there, and it was crazy because they did the 35mm.
Yeah.
Is that big?
Big.
Oh, so you could
35mm.
35mm.
I like to see Margot Robbie's feet in large.
That's what got me, because the screen is huge and the amount of foot stuff in that film, it's just kind of like, whoa.
But that's not what this is about.
No,
it's
not.
This is about Mardi Gras. So this year, it's the first time in Mardi Gras Film Festival history that an Australian-made film is opening the show, which is Monica Zanetti's Ellie and Abby and Abby's Dead.
Ellie's Dead Aunt.
And Ellie's Dead Aunt. I'm so sorry. So what does that sort of mean to you and the festival?
Yeah, it's really exciting, you know. So we've previously had some My Queer Career, our short film competition, open the festival a few times, but we've never had a feature open. And so when I was trying to work out what I was going to select as the opening night film, and I watched Monica's film, I just immediately fell in love with it. And it's so cross-generational. So it's the story of two girls who, like, you know, it's a high school crush, and it's like, what's going to happen? Are they going to get together? Are they going to not? Like, the lead, Ellie, is incredibly awkward. I think many people will relate to her. Mm. And then her mother is played by Mara Dusseldorp. And then out of nowhere, her Mara Dusseldorp's sister comes back from the dead as a ghost. Well, she doesn't come back from the dead, but she's a ghost.
She's
a ghost who comes down to help Ellie with her pursuit of Abby, and gives her some really bad dating advice from the 80s and 90s. I think we've moved on a bit since then. So it's very funny. It's very heartfelt. But then there's also some really great stuff in there about the sort of the gay rights and LGBTIQ rights sort of movement that happened and still happening in Sydney. So I think it's quite a moving film. It really ramps up. Like, it starts sort of as the typical sort of rom-com, and then it just really, like, I got quite choked up in the last half of the film. So I'm really excited that actually the opening night film actually sold out just today. But we have a second screening happening on the second Sunday of the festival, which the cast and crew will be there for a Q&A and everything. So
amazing.
Really no excuse to miss it.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely. So Mardi Gras Film Festival has had themes each year over its lifespan. So what is the theme of this year, and what does it mean exactly?
So this theme, we've got a tagline, which is Evolve, Emerge, Fly. And it's all about witnessing the evolution of queer film. And so something that was really exciting when I was programming this year was the fact that we've really seen a sort of an evolution of genre, of what's getting made. You know, there was a point where so many films were just like coming of age films, and like lesbians cheating on their partners, or like having babies, or dying. Yeah, you knew it was coming. But it's really, really evolved. We have like 15 different genres represented in the festival this year. We're actually, for the first time, I'm ever doing a sort of focus on horror. So we have a Queer Scream package, or a strand, I should say, which has our Halloween shorts in it, as well as a film called Spiral, which is a true like horror film that is set in the 90s, and it's fantastic. And then also, if you're a fan of Nightmare on Elm Street at all, you should definitely come and check out the documentary about that series.
I was just looking at that one just before, and I never knew. I've never personally seen Nightmare on Elm Street. I didn't know that the second one, very gay.
Very gay. Yeah. Like, easily the campus queer film ever made. A campus queer film. Campus horror film ever made.
Yeah.
And it's about the lead actor and how it kind of ruined his career, and about it. It's a really slick doco, incredibly interesting, informative and funny. And then rounding out that package is one of my favourite films in the festival called Bit, which is stars a transgender actress, Nicole Maines, who's in Supergirl. It's basically
the vampire one, yeah?
Yeah, she basically turns up to LA and to hang out with her brother and just falls in with a pack of lesbian vampires, as you do. And they have one rule. They don't turn men because men can't be trusted with power.
True. It's true.
And it's just incredibly fun. It's just a really exhilarating kind of wild ride. And it's just, it's very funny and very sexy. And I highly recommend all of the four of them, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no one dislikes lesbians or vampires.
Well, look.
And if they do, they don't have rights. No.
Historically, everybody loves vampires.
Historically, yeah.
I was actually looking at bit that it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's got kind of like a bit of a 90s aesthetic to the way it's sort of just the vibe of it. It's not set in the 90s. It's set present day, but it just kind of, you know, if you're a fan of Buffy or if you like the film Debs, because it's kind of just tongue-in-cheek and it's very sort of funny, and I'm really looking forward to watching it again.
Yeah. So you kind of mentioned before that equality between like gay films and lesbian films has sometimes been a bit difficult. So how did that aspect of the festival shape up this year?
Yeah, it's been really good. There's actually some really fantastic lesbian films this year, and there's some great gay films. It's actually a really great diverse range across the whole LGBTIQ spectrum. We've got one of the lesbian films we have is called Lizzie, which stars Chloe Zevenny and Kristen Stewart, and it's about Lizzie Borden, and it sort of reimagines what sort of really happened between the Lizzie Borden famous trial of the century or whatever it was. There's some fantastic other films. There's a great one called The Glass Room, which is stars the Red Woman. I can't remember her name. Sorry. The Red Woman from
Game of Thrones.
From Game of Thrones. Yeah. Everybody just knows her as that. Guy Pearce's wife or partner or whatever she is. And it's
Carice Van Houten.
Damn. Thank you, sir. $2 for you.
Thank you.
And it basically is it's very epic. It spans about 30 years, and it's set in the former Czechoslovakia around the Nazi sort of starts just before the Second World War, and it's just a sort of a love story that spans 30 years, and it's very moving and was very popular with my programming team. There's a whole bunch of other lesbian films. Tell It to the Bees is a great one with Anna Paquin. There's a heap. There's a whole range. There's films from all over different parts of the world as well. And then there's also some great trans films and some great films for the guys. And we've even got a film about asexuality this year, which is fantastic.
That's really good. Yeah, I was looking through the program, and like I noticed there was the guy-on-guy shorts and the girls who like girls shorts and the transgender shorts as well.
Yeah.
I've already booked myself in for a Valentine's Day date for the guy-on-guy shorts.
Oh, excellent. Good.
So come to Event Cinemas February 14th and see me cry by myself.
I love that for you.
I love that for you too.
So you guys have, sorry to interrupt,
no,
but you guys have got, aside from the screenings, you also have like panel discussions and stuff. So what are some of the other events run by Queer Screen that are going on during that?
So we've got a few. So we've actually got two of them. One of them is Queering the Script. So it's a documentary that is about basically the history of queer women in television. And then we're following that with a panel. One of the guests on the panel is the one of the directors of Klexicon, which is an event that happens in Las Vegas. I think it's been on twice, and there's a third one coming up this year, and it's basically the largest collection of queer women's fandom in the world.
Amazing.
And so it's amazing. We're having a panel about the power of fandom.
Yeah.
And then also the other one is a really fantastic documentary called Changing the Game, which is about a bunch of teenage trans athletes in America, and we'll be following that with a panel with Pride in Sport. And it's really talking about the fact that it's really this thing where we've really got to work out now what trans people and how they can be included in sport.
Because
these athletes are they just want to compete like anybody else. And so it should be really interesting to see how it is in Australia and what around a policy perspective and also just around an acceptance and inclusion perspective. Because this film has, it's incredibly moving. These three athletes, all they want to do is wrestle and run and ski. And some people are letting them and some people aren't. And so it's a fantastic film, and I think the panel will be really interesting.
Yeah, and I saw even, like, I noticed one of the sort of networking events for queer filmmakers as well, and I think that's such a wonderful thing. Like, I even messaged one of my friends, and I was just like, hey, like, I know you make films. Go to this.
Yeah, yeah. We generally do it. So Leah Pelinkoff, who is our on our board of directors, who does a lot of filmmaker stuff, she basically sort of does it sort of like a networking thing where it's kind of like, hey, I'm a producer looking for a writer. And you kind of just walk around and kind of meet people. And mm-hmm. we actually do know from the last one that we did that there has been a few people who had not met before that have actually started making a project together, which is fantastic. And we also have a masterclass. So we have a guest from a fantastically sexy, probably one of the most sexiest films in the program called Los Fuertes from Chile. Mm. And the writer-director Omar Zuniga will be here and he's going to be running a masterclass on how to make a personal story on film.
Oh my God.
And it's free.
That's so cool.
I love that. And sort of just like, what are your, you obviously having organized the festival, what are your top picks for your films to see this year?
Look, it's always hard to pick a favorite or any favorites because they're all so good.
They're all my babies.
But I will say a couple. So our centerpiece film called And Then We Danced is probably one of the queer films outside of like Portrait of a Lady on Fire and Pain and Glory. Mm. It's probably got the most amount of press this year, or last year, I should say. It basically started at Cannes and it's pretty much played every single film festival, mainstream and queer since then, and rightfully so. It's from the incredibly conservative country of Georgia, mm-hmm. and it's about a guy who just wants to dance in the Georgian ensemble. Mm. They have a very traditional and masculine style of dancing, and it's a typical sort of coming of age, but in this very different world that we have not been exposed to.
Yeah.
There is one dance scene that he does to Robin's song Honey, which is worth the price of admission alone.
Great. Really good.
So that's our centerpiece film, and it is by far, like, it's just incredible. It played Melbourne International Film Festival earlier last year. So that's one that I would highly recommend. I also would really recommend a film called White Lie, which is fresh from the Toronto International Film Festival. Ooh. It's from Canada. Do you know, can you remember the scandal that happened with Mel Gibson?
Not Mel Gibson, but Bell.
He's having his own scandals.
He has many scandals, but none.
It's a terrible, terrible man.
But Belle Gibson, the girl who faked cancer. And
yeah.
So this film is basically it's a young lesbian dancer, another dancer, who fakes having a melanoma. And it's just about how she's raising money for, you know, to live off and all these things. Yeah. And it's all a lie. And it's sort of just her world starts to unravel and you kind of get to see this incredibly flawed human just scrambling and trying to do terrible things. And so it's very interesting and that's the type of thing where it's a very different genre. And then one last one I will mention is Aniara, which is a sci-fi film. We very rarely get to play sci-fi films. Yes. And this stars a bisexual woman. It's from Sweden. And it is... I don't even know how to describe it. It's so epic. It spans a really large amount of years. And it is incredibly bleak, but at the same time, you just can't stop thinking about it. And you're so engaged with what happens in this film. And you're on a ship. So it's in the future and you're on a ship going to Mars and it veers off course. And then it's like, what happens to humanity when you don't know if you're just going to be on basically a giant cruise ship for the rest of your life? Is that what's going to happen, or are they going to veer back on course? And they go through all these different stages of coping as humans do. And it's fascinating examination of human nature in crisis.
Amazing.
Gaze in space.
Gaze in space. I literally, like, you mentioned melanoma, and I know this is so gross, but like I thought I had a melanoma on my toe the other day, and I freaked out. It's a blood blister. And
yeah,
so
you showed
it's
me.
So fine, but like I freaked out. So maybe I could make money off it. Who knows?
Well, you just said.
Hey, you've just admitted that it wasn't. So it's
go
recorded.
Fund me for Ruby's blood blister.
like pop it. Ew, gross. Anyway, well, something that I was really interested on touching on because Mardi Gras Film Festival is also showcasing the first episodes of two episodic series, which is very, very cool. Is this something that Mardi Gras Film Festival's done before?
Yeah, we've done it. We've shown a couple of random episodes of episodics before, but we have one time we've shown an episodic when we showed Julie Kalsif's Starting From Now, I think in 2016. I think we showed the entire fourth season before it aired and the fifth season was on. SBS. But no, this one, so we've basically got two Australian episodics, Cloudy River, which goes for about 48 minutes. And that's the entire first season of this film. It's about a pansexual woman and her relationship, her open relationship that she has with her male partner. And it's just really, it's very cool, very now, very... quite funny. I laughed quite a lot. Yeah, it's quite sexy as well. It's really slick. It's very well done. It's filmed all around sort of Newtown and more sort of area. And then Without a Tracy, which is just a really dark, black kind of goofy Australian comedy set in the Blue Mountains about a lesbian detective who's recently retired and then she's called back for one last case.
That's so good.
And so it's a really... like, it's a pretty interesting combination of the two of them together, but they're they're both quite funny and they're quite fun. And I'm really looking forward to it. And they're both so excited to be in the program. And I'm really excited when I have filmmakers that are so thrilled to be showcased. It just makes my life really happy.
Well, it's got to be exciting, right?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
I would think so.
I mean, I'm not even in the festival and I have already hyped myself up quite a lot for the coming months.
Good, good.
I know. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I can tell.
So, having already covered a lot of the festival, is there anything else you'd like to mention about the festival that's a little sneak peek?
Yeah. I mean, I can probably just mention a couple more films because I feel like I've talked a lot about women. I need to talk about men.
Finally.
We've had enough.
We never talk about men.
There's a couple of really good films. There's one that I'm going to mention, which is called 5B, which is an incredibly moving documentary about Ward 5B in San Francisco, which was basically the first ward sort of in America that was really willing to be and dedicated to dealing with the HIV crisis back in the 80s. And it's quite confronting to watch, but it's incredibly important for our community. Mm-hmm. And it's very sort of insightful, and it talks to a lot of people who were there at the time. And it has a lot of great archival footage, and it really pays a really great homage to people who are no longer here as well, and some people who survived. So I highly, highly recommend coming to see that film if you are interested in documentaries in particular. Yeah. And I also am going to mention The Elder One, which is the second film that we have fresh from the Toronto International Film Festival, and it's from India. And it is, again, a really interesting genre that we have. So it's kind of it mixes sort of social realism and magic realism and a gay romance and a crime thriller and awesome. Gender identity and sexuality. And it's just, it's quite a ride. And the lead actor is just stunning. And I think it's hopefully going to do really well for us because it's not something that we tend to have. It's not something I've come across before. So I'm really excited about getting to show that to people here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm sure everyone else is very excited to see all these fantastic films.
There's like, so much.
There's so much there to choose. How do you choose? How do you choose?
Go to every single
every
one.
Single one.
Every single one.
That's the answer.
So when is the festival happening? Where is it happening? And how can people get around it? Buy tickets, donate, volunteer?
Do anything.
All of those things. So the festival is on February 13th to the 27th. We have our principal venue partner, Event Cinemas George Street, which has about 50 sessions. And then we've got about 20 or so at Dendy Newtown and the one at Cremorne Orpheum. You can get tickets at quizscreen.org.au. If you would like to volunteer, we have people helping all throughout the year in a variety of spaces, from marketing to helping with grant funding to helping with a variety of things. And then you also can help with ushering at the festival, and it's super fun. If you want to do that, also go to our website and click on volunteers at the top of the page.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on, Lisa.
Oh, my pleasure.